Hi, this is Anita from Reluctant Low Carb Life. Those of you that may have been listening, hopefully that have been listening to me, know that we really believe in the trifecta of health, which is about eating foods that are fresh, eating foods that help make you full. So eating fresh foods, foods that help you be able to feel full longer, and also fitness. That we believe is a trifecta, or the three things we need to do for ultimate health. Today, I want to talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects, which I've talked a lot about lately, is ultra-processed foods. There's been quite a bit written about ultra-processed foods lately in the, online and in newspapers, and there's been a lot of talk about ultra-processed foods and the damage that they can do to us. I've talked many times about when I was younger, and we lived out on this sort of like this little mini sort of farm, but I remember we hardly ever ate at restaurants. We just didn't do it. It just wasn't something that we did. It was, it was expensive. And my parents, they baked everything. We made all of our own food. If we were going to have a dessert, we baked the dessert from scratch. If we were going to have jam, we a lot of times made our own jam. My parents, in fact, even made their own yogurt. They baked their own bread. We had our, beans and peas from the garden. So we really did sort of live this very much this fresh life on fresh food. And we were relatively healthy because of it. Then suddenly, somehow in the 1980s and the 1990s, all of this changed, especially in places like the United States, where ultra-processed foods became more the norm. Now, today, I heard something recently that said something only about like 3% of food in a lot of the grocery stores are considered not to be processed in some way, considered to be fresh foods. You think about it, that's why people always say that when you're going to shop in a grocery store, shop on the outside aisles, shop for the fruits, the vegetables, the meats, the dairy, and don't shop into the aisles themselves where a lot of the ultra-processed food is. I know that it can be very difficult to not have ultra-processed foods in your life, especially in a place like the United States, where so much of the food we eat and so much of the food we get is in bags and based upon convenience. But I also know that it can be important for us to all understand exactly what is ultra-processed foods. I want to talk today about ultra-processed foods, and I'm going to tell the tale of what I call the tale of an apple. And I'm going to use the apple as an example to show how something as simple as an apple can move from a non-processed food to an ultra-processed food and what those different steps look like along the way. So let's take a journey of an apple, and then we'll talk some more about ultra-processed food itself. First of all, of course, the unprocessed food would be the raw apple. You get an apple, it's raw, you eat it fresh as it is. That would be considered to be the unprocessed food. You're eating the apple with all of its nutrients, all of its juices, everything is still there. You're eating the whole apple. That would be the apple in its purest form. Eating a raw apple is undoubtedly the most healthy way to eat an apple. I think everyone can pretty much agree with that, that the most healthy way to eat an apple would be that you eat an apple, which is basically just the raw apple. That would be the most healthy way to have and to eat an apple. In fact, almost every diet in the world says that, you can have an apple on your diet. Why? Because having an apple is considered to be fresh and it's considered to be a very healthy way to eat an apple. Now, the next way to eat an apple would be maybe you get some prepackaged apple slices, which, this is also great. I have no criticism at all for this, especially if you go into some fast food restaurants and they say, would you like to have some apple slices instead of having the French fries? Of course, the apple slices is a much better choice than, let's say, French fries or some other ultra-processed food. But the slices of the apples that are pre-cut, that are packaged, that are put into the packaged containers, they would be considered to be what we would call processed ingredients. That's because they've been pre-cut, they've been packaged in some way, and though it's minimal, there's been some shift in the processing. In other words, you've gone from just the fresh apple to this apple, which has now basically been packaged in some way. And that actually, you know, is not an unhealthy way to necessarily eat an apple. You know, if you get the apple slices, you eat the apples. You know, a lot of times they'll put a little bit of chemicals in there, but, you know, it's very minimal. So even that would still make it that this would be a what they call a processed ingredient. Still not an unhealthy choice for an apple. The next one would be what they consider next to be processed food. And that would be basically an unsweetened applesauce. So you notice here, I didn't say sweetened applesauce. I didn't say applesauce with other additives in it. I said basically a very basic, simple, unsweetened applesauce. You know, this would be basically where they've taken the apple, they've mashed it up, and they haven't added a lot of sugar to it. This would be basically, you know, a lot of the apple would be in its original form, even though this might be better for people to eat who maybe won't be able to eat an apple. My mother, for a long time, before she passed away, she had goiters and congestive heart failure. She had to eat all of her food smashed up. She had to eat her medicine smashed up. She ate a lot of applesauce to be able to take her medicine. You know, so, you know, for her, she was still getting an apple, and it was still relatively healthy when she ate the unsweetened applesauce, and she was still able to get the taste of an apple, but it still had the ability to eat it. So this would be considered processed food. Now you can see from this point, we've taken the apple in its raw form. We cut it in slices, packaged, prepackaged it some, which made it become a processed ingredients. And then we, you know, took it and we smashed it up and we did some more to it and we made it a processed food. All three of those are not necessarily bad choices. They can, in fact, can be actually quite good choices for people. Now, here where it becomes ultra-processed food, and one of the best examples of this that I can think about would be McDonald's apple pie. So McDonald's apple pie would be considered to be ultra-processed food. Now, with this, the apple has become a processed food or a UPF. Yes, there's still some little apple pieces in there, but it's also, there are a lot of unrecognizable ingredients that are in this apple pie, McDonald's apple pie. McDonald's apple pie, they will tell you, this is from their website. I'm quoting directly from the McDonald's website. They say McDonald's baked apple pie recipe features 100% American grown apples, which is great. You know, we've got American grown apples on there. Lattice crust baked to perfection and topped with sprinkled sugar. There are 230 calories in McDonald's apple pie. So anyone who's eaten the McDonald's apple pie knows they're not necessarily very big. But that, you know, and they are, I admit, they are extremely tasty. But upon a closer examination, let's look a little bit at what they say the ingredients are. Though there's apples in it and includes some apples, there's also a lot of chemicals in it that you would not recognize in your own kitchen. This is one of the reasons or one of the ways that you can very simply be able to tell whether something is ultra-processed food or not. There's a lot of confusion around what exactly does ultra-processed food mean. You know, most people would admit and say like, oh, if I see something that's laden with chemicals, like let's, for example, Cheetos. Cheetos would, you know, be an ultra-processed food, right? Most people would agree to that. Things such as the, you know, Pringles potato chips, ultra-processed food. The potatoes have been altered. But one of the ways that you can tell whether or not a food is ultra-processed or not is whether or not there are ingredients listed that you would not find in your own kitchen. Now, I have made apple pies myself. We made apple crumble. We made different types of apples. And apple pie is actually a very simple recipe to make if you make it totally from scratch. In fact, an apple pie made from scratch would basically have in it, in fact, a good crust that if you're going to make a crust of something like maybe your grandmother or your great-grandmother would have made, probably would have had something like flour, butter, salt, and water in it. That would have been a pretty standard type of crust. If you were going to make the filling for the apples themselves, there would have been things, it would probably have been things in there such as the apples, butter, maybe a bit of flour, white sugar, maybe some brown sugar, cinnamon, and water. You know, so those would all be basic ingredients that you'd be able to find in your kitchen. Now, if we compare this to the McDonald's apple pie, what their ingredients are, they, of course, say apples. They have ascorbic acid, salt, citric acid, enriched flour, which would be bleached flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamide mitronate, riboflavin, folic acid, sugar, palm oil, water, apple juice concentrate, modified food starch, inverted syrup, contains 2% or less, yeast, salt, cinnamon, sunflower lecithin, L-cysteine, we can't even pronounce that, a yeast extractor, enzyme, and beta-carotene. So, in other words, a lot of these words I can't even pronounce because this is food that was made more in a laboratory than food that was necessarily made in the kitchen. If your grandmother was making an apple pie and was making it from scratch, she'd, of course, have the flour, the butter, the water there. She'd have the apples. She'd have some sugar. She'd have some salt. She'd, you know, she might even add a little bit of lime juice in it. Some people add lime juice to this. They might have some cinnamon. She would, you know, add things that all could be found within the kitchen, would all be considered to be real foods that's in there. You look at the McDonald's one, and you see all these different type of chemicals and different things have been added in. Yeast extract, color, different types of flavoring, different types of chemicals. Why? Because of the fact that McDonald's apple pie needs to be able to last so long. One of the main purposes of these chemicals that are put into something like the apple pie compared to an apple pie that you might make at home or your grandmother would have made or your mother would have made is the chemicals give the pie longevity. And that is one of the main things about ultra-processed foods, is ultra-processed foods are made to be able to last a long time or have a long shelf life. It allows time for the transportation to go to the McDonald's so that it can be transported from wherever McDonald's makes their apple pie to the various restaurants. The restaurants then can, you know, keep these apple pies in a refrigerator or some other way without them going bad. They will have a sell-by date on them, and then they will be able to still be able to use them and not have to make fresh apple pies every single day. I get the reason why ultra-processed food is out there. It's convenient. It's easy. It allows companies like McDonald's and others to be able to make money. Because if each one of the McDonald's places had to make their own apple pie every single day, it would get extremely expensive. So, of course, McDonald's wants to be able to have some place that makes their meat, their pie, all of that. In order to do that, there must be preservatives which are added to it to give longevity to the things that they are selling. But that's also is the danger of ultra-processed foods, in that with ultra-processed foods, we are putting chemicals in our body. And the truth is that nobody really knows or understands what that's going to mean 10, 20, or 15 years from now, or even 50 years from now. That is why when you take something as simple as an apple, you can see how the apple goes from being fresh to ultra-processed within a few different steps or how it is being used. And that can make the difference between the fresh apple and the ultra-processed apple, which we use as McDonald's apple pie. But of course, it doesn't just need to be McDonald's apple pie. It could be other apple pies that other type of fast food restaurants make. It could be apple pie that you go to the store and you buy. In fact, if you go to your grocery store and you buy a Marie Callender's apple pie, you basically are getting an apple pie that has very similar ingredients to the McDonald's apple pie. And yes, it's in the frozen section of your grocery store, and you might look at it and say, well, it looks healthy. I'm going to bake it myself. It's going to come out of my own oven. But that doesn't change what's inside the ingredients, that the ingredients is actually very similar to a McDonald's apple pie, and there are many chemicals still in that pie. So, you know, I'm not just picking on the McDonald's apple pie, but basically saying that, you know, most of the foods that you would buy in a grocery store that would, let's say it would be an apple pie, would be considered to be ultra-processed foods because of the fact there'd be many chemicals added to those foods that you would not recognize in your own kitchen. In fact, if you decided you love apple pie, the safest thing for you to do would be to bake your own from scratch. At least that way you don't have the chemicals in the food, even though the sugar is still probably not healthy for you, but at the same time, you don't have all the chemicals, the added chemicals that you would find in ultra-processed foods. So you might ask, well, why do we talk so much about ultra-processed foods? After all, I am not a doctor. I do not pretend to be a doctor, nor do I pretend to be a medical professional. I am just simply someone who believes in fresh food. I am also lucky in the sense that I spent quite a bit of my time over in Asia, and particularly in Vietnam. And for us here in Asia, at least, it is much cheaper for us to buy fresh food than it is ultra-processed food. So we very rarely open a can or very rarely have what I would call to be ultra-processed foods. Why? It is just too expensive. It's just not the way that we eat. But being American, I also understand how difficult it can be not to eat ultra-processed foods, especially when so many of us live in societies out there where ultra-processed food is the main food that is being sold in the grocery stores and being sold for convenience, that it takes time and effort to be able to eat fresh foods. I have been recently listening to a book called Metabolica. It's a book by Dr. Robert H. Luswig. If any of you don't know him, he's a great advocate of not eating sugar and not eating ultra-processed foods. I highly recommend the book as really a great read and a great understanding about really what ultra-processed foods can do for you. One of his great things that he talks about, which is something that I really love and I personally really believe in, he talks a bit about chronic diseases. He says that chronic diseases are not druggable, that we take way too many drugs. I'm not telling you now if you're taking drugs, if your doctor's giving you drugs, to go off your drugs. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, of course, anything you do, you should talk to your doctor. And hopefully you have a doctor who understands that we are, in today's world, we are giving way too many drugs. But he does say that that a lot of chronic diseases are foodable. And I really love the thought of that, about the thought about that they are foodable. And it really makes you think, you know, what does it mean for something to be foodable? Well, of course, if we go back again and we take the process of the apple we've talked about, obviously, if you want to eat the apple in the healthiest form, you eat the raw apple. And if you want to eat ultra-processed, you go get the McDonald's apple pie. And you might ask yourself, you know, I hope you don't have to ask yourself this question, which one's healthier? Because there's no doubt in anyone's mind that the healthiest choice, of course, is the raw apple. That is the healthiest choice for you to eat. But at the same time, you know, you can see that if you chose to eat the McDonald's apple pie every day, then your outcome will probably, for your health, I'm not saying it's not for everybody, but the outcome for your health probably would be very different than if you chose to eat the raw apple instead and to cut out sugar and to cut out other ultra-processed foods out of your life. I mean, there's no guarantee in life that means that if you're going to do this, you're going to be healthy. But at least, you know, you will be doing things in your life that will make you more healthy by making these choices. I always say that the best way to do this or think about this is to go back and to eat the way your mother ate or your grandmother ate or your great-grandmother ate. That if you can eat like that, then you will definitely be more healthy than if you are driving through McDonald's every day, getting yourself a hamburger, getting yourself the French fries, getting yourself the large Diet Coke, and eating the apple pie. That all of those there are ultra-processed foods. So you will definitely be healthier if you decide instead to cook your own hamburger, to eat an apple for dessert, and to maybe have a salad with your hamburger. That, of course, everyone I think would admit would be the healthier choice. You know, if every once in a while you have to eat some ultra-processed foods like we all do, we travel or other things, it's okay, don't sweat about it. But as long as it's not your main food or something you're not doing every single day, it's okay. I heard something this morning on TV where someone was saying, you know, it's okay to eat ultra-processed food, but maybe eat it about 4 times a year. And I thought, that's an interesting amount, 4 times a year. You know, so if you we all have times where you're going to be eating ultra-processed food, but maybe if you say, I'm going to eat fresh, you know, 90% of the time or 95% of the time, and maybe about 3 or 4 times a year, I'll have some ultra-processed foods. You would still then be more healthy than most of the population that is eating mostly ultra-processed foods. So if you can make a concerted effort to be able to live by what we call again as our trifecta of health, which is about eating foods that are fresh, because we're great believers in fresh foods. In fact, fresh foods taste so much better than foods that are not fresh. Eating foods that make you feel full, because fresh foods will help you feel full longer. And by getting some fitness and movement in your life, that is what we call to be the trifecta of health. And if you can do those three things, then it can help you to become more healthy than many, many others in this world. And that is why, as Dr. David Luswig said in his book, you know, that chronic diseases are not druggable, but they are foodable. Use your food as medicine to help you to be as healthy as possible. This is Anita from Reluctant Low Carb Life. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast where we talk about, love to talk about our trifecta of health. It's something that we're passionate about. It's something we believe. It is something that we wish that more people in the world understood about how important it is for us to have the, you know, fresh foods, eat foods that help us remain full longer and have fitness in our life. Three very simple things that we can all do, no matter where you are in life, no matter where your health is at this time. Those are three things that you can do now. We thank you, our audience, so much for listening. We know without you, this would not be possible. Thank you for being part of our community. If you've enjoyed this, give us a thumbs up, subscribe. We're doing a little bit of longer podcasts now, so we hope that you enjoy these, that you're getting more out of these than some of our shorter ones. Thank you so much for being part of our community.